Community Action Center, Jeannie Hatley of
I'm the manager of the Community Action Center.
The manager of the Community Action Center, and Erica's Weifel, not the mayor of Northfield today, but of Carleton College.
That's
Hi,
correct.
Erica.
Good
How
morning.
Are you? Okay. First of all, Lighten Up Garage Sale, I think, is something that a lot of Northfielders look forward to every year, just because, like, first of all, the concept is kind of entertaining. Erica, tell us a little bit about Lighten Up.
Yeah, it's the greatest thing ever. I love it. It's the one of the favorite things I do in my role at Carleton's Community and Civic Engagement Office. Students can donate anything as they're leaving that they want to donate to the sale, leave any belongings behind. We use a pod system to collect those belongings, bring them down to the stadium, sort them, organize them, and turn them into a huge garage sale.
Right.
It's usually around 50,000 pounds of material every year.
50,000 pounds.
50,000 pounds. So we're currently at 26,000 pounds now with just the underclass students moving out.
Wow.
And then when the seniors move out tomorrow, we'll get like a 10,000 pound in one day. And
yeah.
Some pretty heavy days. But well, yeah, this is our 22nd-ish year doing this. So.
Do they, I mean, it used to be, I think, as I'm trying to understand this, it used to be it just was like people would abandon stuff in their dorm rooms and you guys would have to go
yes.
in and clean it all out. That's
yes.
not how it works anymore.
Yes,
though,
no,
it?
we've upgraded to a system where we bring some pods to campus. We have 5 locations where students can drop off items. Then we have vans driving around and doing pod sweeps.
Okay.
And loading up the items and bringing them down to the stadium. And that has worked immensely
That's
well.
Great. That's great. Is this still in West Gym or have we?
No, we're in Laird Stadium under the bleachers, the inside
okay.
area of Laird Stadium.
Okay. Fantastic. So this is going to be Friday and Saturday of next week.
Absolutely.
Right? Starts at
7:30 in the morning. People will start lining up before that. So
right.
Just,
right. Yeah. And it's everything. It's clothing, it's furniture, it's books, it's whatever.
It's everything. Computer type, you know, computer electronic-y things,
yeah.
cords, and then furnishing electronic-y things, lamps, fans, humidifiers, anything you would have, a student might have in their dorm room, we will have down at Lighten Up, all the sizes. I think we probably have every size of jean or pant in the universe down there. So come on down and find your size. And we have it sorted by size this year. So
I need a couple of computer monitors. Think I might be able to find one or two over there?
We might have some. I
okay.
haven't
all
really,
right.
I haven't
okay.
looked. I've just been running up and doing my laps up and down the stadium.
We had Kelly Padracki on yesterday from the Key, and she was talking about, you know, the Key kids are out there helping.
They are.
Sort of, and they get to take some stuff as they do a shift. And
right.
like these kids are talking about, they got pairs of Doc Martens and really cool shoes. And
yeah.
That sounds awesome.
We have, our winter section is really nice because many students that come here, they're finished with their Minnesota experience
yes.
now that they're graduating
yes.
and they're leaving some of that behind. So we have an exceptional winter outerwear section.
Okay. So how then does Community Action Center work into all of this?
Well, the TRPC where I work has a long history with the CAC as community partners. We have many touch points. And so one thing that we started doing a few years ago with Lighten Up was pull the office supplies and the graphing calculators out and donate them to Operation Backpack.
Wonderful.
And then the other thing we started talking about was all the clothing, and that's kind of what spawned Runway Revival. And then this year we again started talking about how Lighten Up draws people from all over, and could we harness that energy and the reuse mentality that brings people to Lighten Up and harness that to engage more businesses in town that also have thrift reuse
mm-hmm.
focuses in their business. And so that's when Jeannie stepped in and helped craft this reloved, reclaimed weekend.
So yeah, Jeannie, let's bring you into the conversation
sure.
here. You have coordinated this whole movement or this initiative with the some of the resellers in town. Tell us about that. I'm going to hang on. I'm going to. Yeah, there you go.
We had talked, it was Erica came up with this lovely idea. And so I actually took a little sticky with some high points, like the date of the sale and kind of what we were thinking about doing. And I went around to all the resellers in town mm-hmm. and the vintage places. And I just asked them if they wanted to be a part of a conversation because we weren't really sure what it would look like. And we got together, I think we met twice, and thought, well, we could do a map, and anybody who wanted to be involved, we would list on that map. We came up with the logo Reclaimed and Reloved, because not everybody is vintage, not everybody is thrift, but we're all resellers do resale.
Yeah.
And so... the Community Action Center was really was willing to put a landing page on our website. So okay. if you go to communityactioncenter.org/reclaim-relove, mm-hmm. you can see all of the businesses that are involved and get a map of everybody's address. And everybody's opening hours and hours of operation are a little bit different.
Right.
So
right.
the map is really helpful for that. And everybody who is going to be involved that those couple of days are going to have a poster in their window.
Okay. Perfect.
So it will identify them as being part of the group.
Right. Right. I mean, that's fantastic that these folks are willing to join in and be a part of this. How does CAC benefit from all this? We've got a microphone situation. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I think what's really great about this opportunity is that kind of everybody benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of CAC's unique abilities or roles in our community is to bring people together. And the first meeting I was able to join and... I think we had a moment of like all of those shop owners hadn't ever been together to talk about how they could work together.
Interesting.
Or, you know, support each other in that way. And so to me, that's the benefit. It's mutually beneficial.
Okay. Well, that's good. Now this is, we spend like a month talking about the book fair every year and how volunteer driven that is. This is, but with Lighten Up, it's the same thing, isn't it, Erica?
It is the same thing. We have three community partners that help us with the sale, and that's the Project Friendship, the Union of Youth, and Special Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have two resource partners that are the CAC and Growing Up Healthy that get materials from the sale. So Growing Up Healthy gets the toys that we get from the students, and those go to their Evening in the Park program. So they're going to all four mobile home parks in Rice County.
Nice.
The toys are getting distributed. So and so volunteers really, we couldn't do it without the volunteers. Mm-hmm. And then they get profit share of the money that we make at the sale.
I'm just going to ask the question: are there a lot of toys in the college kids are sort of hoarding?
I'm amazed at the number of toys we get every year.
Really,
I would say this year the popular toys are Squishmallows and Nerf guns.
Oh yeah,
so I can see that. Yeah.
Nerf guns. I get. I don't even know what a Squishmallow is.
A Squishmallow is this adorable, soft, cuddly. Stuffed animal thing that would be, I look at maybe a support stuffed animal.
Sure. My niece is obsessed with them. They're, you know how like you have a stuffed animal of like a teddy bear or something?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's more usually like in the shape of something. So it could be like a cupcake. It could be, something like that.
It's not one of those pillows or like one of those things. Like I've got a pillow that I can put in the microwave and warm it up a little bit.
You wouldn't put a Squishmallow in the microwave, but
okay.
I would recommend it.
Not
at all like that.
All right. Okay.
You should, I think they have them at Content. I'll put in a plug for Squishmallows
bang,
at Content.
Right there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. We talked about this a little bit earlier. Is there anything that has sort of come through the pods right now that would be a little more unique than something else?
Oh,
I'm putting you on the spot.
Sure. I actually thought of Miss Moxie when I was going through last night. There was this purse, really big purse, and it's purple fur. purse. And I was like, who could rock that? And I'm thinking, Miss Moxie. You know? So it's just every year it's different. And you never know what you're going to find.
Yeah.
So from year to year.
And you and I were chatting earlier this week about how you can find things that are not only gently used, but like in some cases brand new.
Absolutely. We do get things new with tags on them occasionally. Yeah.
Yeah, Kelly Podrecki was talking about some, like, they're coming up with like care packages that were went unopened.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you know, parents don't always know exactly what their student.
That's true.
Wants. And so this, we have a ton of hand warmers. I think all the parents that send their students to Carleton, they think they're on some North Woods expedition. they're sending them these survival they're sending them these survival kits, you know. So
that's great.
But
that's really funny.
But yeah, we're super excited to be part of the broader reclaimed and reloved event.
Yes.
And we have partnerships already with some of these organizations that take, at the end of the sale, we have about 30 cleanup vendors that take things that aren't sold.
That's great.
So this is a really nice natural extension of that on the front end side.
All right.
Because do you have some things that end up in a landfill because you're like, sorry, we can't do anything with
it? We have about a 90% diversion rate. So the only things we throw away are really disgusting pillows and bed sheets and things that are just too broken to survive. But I think on average, we send maybe a half a van load to the Goodwill. We work with Epilepsy Foundation and disabled veterans with our leftover clothing. But most of the other things we have all the Lutheran churches call me for the sheets and bedding to do quilting.
Sure. Oh,
so many of the things, even the things that don't sell, go on to have lives after lighting up.
Excellent.
Yeah. And some of those quilts that they're making are going to Operation Joy.
So great.
Close to 1,000 kids every year get gifts.
Okay.
Through the program that's operated by CAC, so it's really cool.
Yeah, and people make stuff for Runway Revival out of them.
Yeah,
they're Lighten Up is everywhere. It touches everything.
That's incredible.
That was my next question. You touched on Runway Revival a little bit. Do you want to plug that some too?
Sure, happy to. I mean, the three of us hang out quite a bit because we are also planning. We're all on the planning committee for Runway Revival.
That's awesome.
So that is coming up on Thursday, August 21st, and tickets will go on sale on July 1st. So we are very excited about it. We basically sold out last year. We're almost to capacity, so we are expecting a great crowd and hope that everyone will come out. At this point, we have around 30 pieces to be shown on the runway, and our very own Rich Larson will be helping us.
I am.
Yes. That's right. You better mark your calendar.
It's on my calendar, I promise you.
As one of the MCs.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And I can say, as someone who's been to Runway Revival, it's really fun. Like, it not only is there some good food there and things, but also the pieces are just incredible. What people come out with just stuns me. You know, last year I remember a coat that was made out of scrap material from Faribault Woolen Mills. And that coat, I was like, you could sell it. You know, you could walk into a store and sell it. It was just incredible. So highly encourage folks to go get their tickets and go check it out.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
We are also, another piece to Runway that we're really building is our silent auction. Mm-hmm. And this year will be all online. And so even if you can't make the event, you can still hop on and bid and get some really cool items. And if you have something that you're interested in donating, we're looking for experiences, so tickets or trips or like coffee of the month kind of club services. Yeah, anything creative like that, we would love to hear about it.
So. Okay.
Send me an email next week because I think we've got something for that.
Wonderful.
All right. Wonderful. Anything else we need to know about Lighten Up, which starts next Friday, a week from today at 7:30 in the morning?
No, just if you want, you can bring your own bag to shop in. Otherwise, we do sell IKEA bags at the door for $2, but it's an Aldi-style thing where you buy the bag for $2, shop in it. If you don't want to keep the bag, you get your $2 back. We get that question all the time, so I'll just put that out there. We're not forcing anyone to buy an IKEA bag.
I love those
IKEA bags. You can decline the IKEA bag, bring your own, or use the Aldi method for the IKEA bag.
Okay.
There you go.
Anything else? Ladies, thank you so much. This is so much fun. I've been